New heading. A trim tab. I understand that the amazing paradigm shifter Buckminster Fuller chose to put this epitaph on his tombstone. Just a trim tab. A trim tab on a boat or plane is the small rudder that turns the big rudder that turns the entire ship. This 20 group was a trim tab. Gandhi was a trim tab. Neither had formal authority. Leadership became a choice, not a position. I believe that there are numerous potential trim tabbers in every organization, businesses, government, schools, families, nonprofit, and community organizations who can lead and spread their influence no matter what position they hold. They can move themselves and their team or department in such a way that it positively affects the entire organization. The trim tab leader exercises initiative within his or her own circle of influence, however small it may be. To illustrate, picture in your mind a diagram which is comprised of two circles, the larger circle being the circle of concern, those things which concern and interest you, and the smaller circle, the circle of influence, those things over which you have control or influence. It also indicates that a person's job is largely outside one circle of influence. In Chapter 1, I began by citing some absolutely stunning data resulting from a study conducted by Harris Interactive. Using our XQ, that's called Execution Quotient, questionnaire. Because the implications of this research are so insightful, so stunning, I will refer to additional findings throughout the remainder of this book. Touching on the topic of influence, you may be interested to know that only 31% of the XQ respondents say they focus on things they can directly impact rather than things they can't. Trim tab leaders, regardless of formal position, apply vision, discipline, passion, and conscience to the outside edge of their circle of influence, which causes it to expand. In many cases, these are people without significant positions or formal decision-making power. You see, taking initiative is a form of self-empowerment. No formal leader has empowered you. The organizational structure hasn't empowered you. Your job description hasn't empowered you. You empower yourself based on the issue or the problem or the challenge at hand. You exercise the appropriate level of initiative or self-empowerment. This takes judgment and wisdom. But the key question is always this. What is the best thing I can do under these circumstances?